And welcome into the premiere of Jags of the Round Table. JP Shadrick with Brian Sexton, John Osier. Each week we'll break down some major topics going into the week. And, of course, the Jaguars have the team scrimmage on Saturday night at Everbank Field. Let's start with the run game, guys. The Jaguars were 31st in the league in rushing last year. And this franchise has always had a look back all the way almost to the beginning of the franchise with Stewart and Natron Means going to Fred Taylor to Maurice Jones-Drew. Now, who's it going to be?
Well, Brian can tell you it was actually Mark Brunell that first year of the game, the running game.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I would be surprised if the offensive line performs well. I think that's really the key. I'd be surprised if Gerhardt wasn't a very good player in this system. But I think the key is not necessarily Gerhardt or any of the other backs, but how the offensive line comes together.
Yeah, I think you saw really quickly in training camp how important it is for this franchise. And you can go back to free agency. Toby Gerhardt and Zane Beatles came in quickly. But I think you could see from the very first days of training camp, the first 9-on-7 drills, the first team drills, were all based on getting that running game back up and going. And why not? They didn't run for 100 yards as a team until week 12 in Houston last year. And then they only did it four times in 16 games.
Right.
79 yards a game, 3.3 per carry. As much as we talk about the quarterback and Marquise Lee and Allen Robinson and all of that, the Jaguars are going to run the football while their passing game evolves. And I don't see any reason why Toby Gerhardt can't be number one. And I kind of think Denard Robinson has a real good shot at being number two.
Yeah, I still think Jordan Todman's number two, but I guess that'll play out. We can debate that later.
Yeah, I've talked to some folks, and he's got one thing. He gets to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't cut back. He doesn't move all that well back to the middle of the field at speed, whereas I've seen that from Denard.
I want to see him again.
Let's move on now to stopping the run. The Jaguars were 29th in the league in defending the run a year ago. They've made some changes, of course, along the defensive front. Red Bryant, Ziggy Hood, among those. A little more stout up front now, guys.
Well, they have to be. I mean, last year they gave up 150 yards rushing seven times. They gave up 200 yards rushing twice, and then two more had more than 180 yards. 4.2 yards per carry, 5 minutes down in time of possession. You can't make anything happen if you don't have the football. And last year, you really had one arm in Roy Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And you had Cedric Marks, who was playing way too many snaps. And, you know, Tyson had moved outside. You didn't have any bulk.
Right.
You've got that now. I mean, Hood and Red Bryant.
Have it in Red Bryant, right? I mean, he's about as bulky as you've had here in a while. I have questions over how efficient the pass rush is going to be early. I think that's going to take some time. But I would be very surprised if the defensive line, with the additions they've made, I think that will be what you see get effective the quickest off of what they did in the offseason. I'd be surprised if it's not good.
A lot of youth on this roster, of course, throughout. A lot of rookies might contribute early, especially at wide receiver. A guy like Marquise Lee, Allen Robinson, who's battling a little hamstring thing right now. But Allen Hurns has had a good first week of camp, too. Wide receivers, they're young, and a lot of them will have to contribute right away.
Well, anybody who's listened knows I'm always skeptical about wide receivers, particularly early, first four to 6 weeks. But I think they've got their guys that they want going forward. I think it's going to be very intriguing first five or six games to see how ready they are to maybe have that 80 or 90-yard game that when you look at the stat sheet, you say, this is why they were good offensively. I think it takes time to get there, but these guys have the look of guys that are going to be good for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, the talent is there. Allen Robinson's a big guy, and I think if you look back at some of the bigger receivers the Jaguars have had over the years, they haven't had the skill that Allen has.
Right.
I mean, Lee speaks for himself. His numbers, you know, what he did in college and in the Pac-12 at USC. And USC has been known to turn out a lot of good professional football players. Here's the concern that I have. If you had Cecil Shorts, who was healthy, if you had Ace Sanders, who gained a lot of experience last year, if you had Clay Harbor, you know, who is that H-back kind of tight end, these guys would be able to kind of assimilate in the offense and work their way in.
That's a lot of ifs.
That's it. That's right. The thing right now. We know the talent's there. And we believe that the passing game will evolve with Blake Bortles and these two guys together in the future. However, right now, the Jags really need these guys because the veterans who were big components last year aren't right now. They're not here.
We move to the most important position on the field. If you ask the quarterbacks, they would say it's the quarterback. And Chad Henning is the starting quarterback for the Jaguars. But all eyes, a lot of them at least, on Blake Bortles. It's pretty evident how he has improved from that rookie minicamp to now a weekend of training camp. It's pretty spectacular, the difference from then to now.
Well, and you know how conservative I am. I always sort of pull back. Blake in the first week of training camp, I thought, looked much better than I thought he would look based on the offseason. And he's always sort of said the right thing since he's been here. But everything you hear, and Brian, you talk to people, he's taking the right approach. He's doing the right things. And I think you're starting to see some of the consistency that maybe lacked in the offseason from him. So I see good signs.
Well, you know, Gus hates the words, I got it, right? Mm-hmm. Dangerous words, three most dangerous words in the NFL. But from what I'm hearing quietly is that he gets it. He understands the approach,
yep,
the ways to get better, what they want him to be doing. And, you know, I think the Jaguars have pulled back and been a little conservative on it as well. But if you go back to draft day and in the days afterwards, you could hear in Gus and Dave's voice their admiration for the kind of kid he is, mm-hmm, the way that he works, his capacity to grow in the offense. They just didn't want to throw it out there because
right,
they were so quick to say he's not going to play this year, we're going to let
right,
it go. They didn't want to just be jumping all over the place. But I think when you look at the way that they approached him and the way that he's approached what they wanted mm-hmm to do, it's been successful so far.
Right. You weren't going to get a storyline in this camp where Blake Bortles is all of a sudden becoming the guy.
No.
So the storyline,
if you're not Russell Wilson, Seattle a couple years
right,
ago.
If you're pulling for this guy, the storyline you wanted is that he's getting it, he's improving, and then he's starting to show things on the field that make you think he's going to be good. If he's not good in this league, it won't be because he's not approaching it the right way.
Let's finish up with tonight's scrimmage inside EverBank Field. Finally, a chance to get under the lights for this team. But what can we expect from the scrimmage tonight?
Well, first of all, scrimmage, not like it used to be, right? I mean, it's a controlled game, and there'll be situations that sort of look like a game at times. Everybody wants to see quarterbacks. I don't know, even in this, I don't know how much you're going to see from the lines, but quarterbacks, receivers, if you've seen practices so far, you've got to be excited about seeing those guys.
You know, not a lot. I mean, this, if you've been out to practice, you know what you're going to see. Just a little bit more live. It's really the atmosphere. It's being in the stadium. It's seeing the players kind of go through a pregame routine. It'll be the boards again tonight. It'll be next week, next Friday night against Tampa, that we'll really be looking for concrete things. To be honest with you, I'm just kind of looking forward to enjoying the evening. It's kind of become a summer tradition around here.
It should be noted that on the first round table, a true round table. I think that's outstanding.
That's not the round table. It's just a round table.
It's our round table, Brian.
Incredible analysis by both of you guys at the very tail end. Well done, guys, as always.
Thanks, JP.
For, right?
All right, bud.
For Brian Sexton and John Osier, JP Shadrick, that's it for the debut of Jags of the Round Table. Enjoy the scrimmage tonight. We'll see you next week before the Buccaneers and the Jags.